We can't escape this news, and look, I'm first of all going to make a comment about this whole situation with Brianna Heseltine, and the situation is that I like Brianna Heseltine. I think she has done a wonderful job as the convener of the Fluffy Owners and Residents Action Group. Now, we've heard that news has emerged that Brianna has joined the Labor Party and may even contest the next ACT election in 2016. Now, we do know that previously Brianna has been asked about her political ambitions, and she's answered, well, what she said is basically, at this stage, she is more concerned about the residents affected by Mr. Fluffy Amosite Asbestos. Brianna joins me on the phone right now. Hi, Brianna.
Hi, Marcus.
How are you today?
Look, it's been a really tough day. I don't think anybody could hear the news that I've heard being leaked from my Facebook wall and feel good about it. It's just been devastating, not just to me, most importantly. I'm talking about 1,000 people here, and the fact that this has devolved into a political football is really a poor sign, I think, of what's unfolding.
Okay. Let's start this from the beginning. Now, the first question that I wanted to ask you, are you now a member of the ALP?
Oh yes, I have joined the Labor Party. There's certainly it was a time of crystallising a lot of my own personal views, and I made a private decision as a private citizen. It's a democratic right that anybody has in this country to join a political party. I didn't realise that it was going to be front page news one day, but at the same time, I do accept that I've been heavily involved in the Mr. Fluffy issue now for a while. I have been approached by both sides of politics, and it's been something that people have been approaching me about repeatedly. The idea somehow that this is my ambition is just the wrong way around, Marcus. The fact is, people keep approaching me and saying to me, I want you to run. I think you would be good in politics. Now, whatever's coming out today is a very interesting series of statements that I don't find truthful. And I do feel, in fact, that my character is being maligned. And I remind people that I'm a private citizen. I'm not a politician. And, you know, I think that if people want to start sort of making all sorts of comments about me, then they're really not seeing this in the right spirit.
Yep. Okay. Now, I just wanted to also address another issue that's been brought to my attention, and I wanted to ask you, did you at all at any stage approach the Liberals here in the ACT to become a part of their party?
Jeremy Hansen sent me a text message and asked me to catch up with him for a coffee. And then we went ahead and had a meeting and we had a discussion. And I won't reveal the contents of that discussion, but suffice to say that I find the comments that he's made today very disappointing. I'm not someone to have a private meeting with someone and to reveal the contents of that meeting, but I will convey my sentiment about his comments today, and that is I don't find them appropriate. And I'm very disappointed in his attack on me. I think it's most unbecoming and it's just unnecessary. And I think it shows that what we need to look at here is the meaning of bipartisan support on an issue. The fact is that as somebody who represents the Fluffy Owners and Residents Action Group, I must engage with stakeholders in both the Liberal and Labor Party. Now, the simple fact is that by Jeremy Hansen's definition, someone's always going to be conflicted in that role because you're always going to have to work across the political divide. I didn't divulge the information publicly that I had become a member of the Australian Labor Party.
Brianna, what about the argument, again, that by placing any information on your Facebook page that, and I don't know what the privacy settings are on your Facebook page, is that something now that you regret doing?
Look, I think what it does is it highlights that obviously my private settings there. I've allowed friends in since I formed the Fluffy Owners and Residents Action Group. Mm-hmm. There is a person that I allowed to befriend me, a very troubled person, a person with connections in the Liberal Party, and I believe that that person has used this information to undermine me and to hurt me. And that person is also suffering, and I don't hold ill will against anybody in this, Marcus, but the fact is that people will try and tear me down now. And I think that I've tried to extend the right spirits, people, but you can't control outcomes, okay? So people have their view. I just want to say the fact is that we are forming a board of directors in FORAG. So there are 11 people at the top overseeing all of the work. Now, what I've done to date is I've actually held very large town hall meetings to have a very consultative forum whereby I hear the views of people and take them up directly in that way. And I haven't heard one person tell me that anything I've ever said has not reflected their views more broadly. And so I would say that, if anything, people have said, look, you've done a great job. You know, the majority of the feedback I've received has been you've done a great job. Of course, there'll always be times when people say, look, how about you say this instead, or maybe this could be something else to consider. And I do take that on board. But I do find today's turn of events, well, it's a downwards moment in journalism for me, because it's wading into Facebook posts. And it's a poor sign of a break from that commitment to bipartisan support for a mudslinging match.
What would you say to those who would criticise you now, Brianna, and say that, look, how on earth could you possibly be independent or bipartisan now that you're with the ALP, so far as Mr. Fluffy's concerned?
I'd probably say two things there, and that is that most people will never know whether or not someone is a member of a political party, because it's a private matter. You don't have the right to know that sort of stuff. So anyone in my position could be a member of a political party, and you just simply wouldn't know about it. I can certainly tell you, Marcus, that I've never asked anybody in FORAG which way they vote. It's none of my business, to be honest. We have the right to privacy. So my privacy has been breached on this occasion, and now this information's out there. So what I'm saying is this. Yep, I'm owning it. I have become a member of the Labor Party, and the fact is that we have a board of directors being formed in FORAG, and that should provide, I think, a suitable sort of level of assurance to people in the community that there are lots of people that contribute to the campaign. I'm not the only one. I'm the spokesperson. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you can't have 500 families, Marcus, and not have an amazing amount of talent, you know, and people putting forward ideas and doing work. If you saw the For Renewal launch on the weekend, you'll see that I acknowledged Maureen and Matt, and there were, of course, the Four Renewal team made up of Elisa, Natasha. I'm a bit upset today, sorry, so I'm not, yep. You know, I'm not
Look,
as
Brianna, I don't think, I don't think there's any doubt from anyone that what you've done up to date in relation to the affected Mr. Fluffy owners and residents here in the ACT. And there's nobody, in my opinion, would be doubting the wonderful work that you've done. I guess it's a matter of timing. I guess there are some perhaps legitimate concerns that are being raised by some people. Not that I necessarily agree with all of these views, but there are some perhaps legitimate concerns now that you're aligned with the ALP that perhaps you should step aside from the Mr. Fluffy issue. What would you say to that?
The next thing I'd say is this. That people shouldn't forget that I've sought legal advice, and my legal rights aren't impacted by the way I vote. I'm entitled to sue somebody if there is a cause. And so the idea that I need to step aside from legal proceedings because my property law rights have been impinged, I think reflects a misunderstanding of this. This is not a political issue from where I stand. This is about the rights of me and the rights of thousands of other people being affected. And we have legal remedies in that regard. And so the idea that somehow this is about, you know, politics. Can I also say this, Marcus? Mm-hmm. The idea that I am actually going to run in the next election is so contested. I actually need a big break.
Okay, so you would say now you would rule out running in the ACT at this point in 2016?
I'm not going to rule it out. I'm not going to rule it in. I'm just going to say to you that My focus right now is on the issue of getting results for people. Mm. I think I've shown that to date, that I'm focused on the issue, and today will be the last day that I give interviews on the topic of my own political, because it's really a breach of my own privacy.
Certainly.
And I do feel that this is a reflection, a poor reflection, but I'm tracing the links of the contacts of the people in the media who've also received the information and wanted it run, and I certainly am making good progress in relation to tracing that line. So I am aware of where this is coming from, and it's just a smear campaign. And I'm going to move forward, and you know what? Tomorrow, I'm going to get back into talking to people about the issue, because that's what matters here, Marcus. We need results. We don't need distractions. That's what politicians do. I'm not a politician, you know. This is about my private life. Mm-hmm. And I've given up an enormous amount of my time for my, you know, for this issue.
And your private life has been affected. You are also one of the Mr. Fluffy homeowners. And look, you're right. It is a bit of a distraction at the moment. And look, I'll put it out there right at this point in time, Brianna, I don't really care whether you're in the ALP or the Liberal Party. I'm more concerned about the 1,050 homeowners and what can be done to help them get their lives back in order. So let's move it to something more positive now. The brand new website for renewal has been open today. Now, that should have been what we're all talking about. So let's do that right now. Tell me about the website.
Yeah, so the website's up and launched. So it's www.forrenewal.org. And it's really a portal where you can go and find out the sorts of assistance that people need in Queanbeyan and also in Canberra. Mm-hmm. So in Canberra, we have more than 40 families out of their homes. They need money to replace items like lounges, mattresses, linen, bedding, shoes, kids' toys. This is money that hasn't been provided by the ACT government on top of the emergency accommodation people have needed. And so I've spoken to the task force and said, look, is there any way that further assistance can flow? People are living in accommodation and they don't have items, Marcus, and they need help. Yeah. And I've tried to come together with people to get people help. That's all I've tried to do. And so,
I'm fine. I perfectly understand.
It's been a very hard day.
Yeah, it would have been. I perfectly understand that you're upset. This is a tough game. It's a very tough game. And look, now that it's out there and you've taken ownership of it, Brianna, I suspect for you it's only going to get tougher. But there are over 1,000, well, certainly thousands of people, not only here in the ACT, but also across the country that are relying on you to continue with the wonderful work that you've done for the affected homeowners of Mr. Fluffy Amosite Asbestos. And I think that's something that you should hold your head high over.
I will, Marcus. And what I'm going to do at the next town hall meeting is actually have a vote. You know, to get a vote of confidence and to have people come forward. And if people don't want to be in the group, they don't have to be. They can go to Jeremy Hansen. Mm-hmm. If they just want to launch into a commission of inquiry and put all the resources into that instead of getting results for homeowners, because that's what Jeremy's proposing. He wants to hijack this into a board of inquiry, spending millions of dollars of resources without getting results for people. My focus, my board, my group has said to me, yes, we want a review in time, but our focus must be on getting out of these desperate circumstances right now. And I'm living in them too, Marcus. I remind people of that. My children are in this home.
Yeah. Yeah, they are, and you are, and please don't let it get to you. Don't let it get to
you.
Marcus. Continue with the wonderful work that you've been doing. Hold your head high.
Thank you.
This will pass. And
it will.
You will get on with the job that you've been doing for the Fluffy owners and residents.
And let me tell you, there's no shame in showing the personal impact of this situation.
Of course there's not.
I'm not ashamed to cry, and I always tell people in my group, this is the hardest thing that can happen to you in terms of a housing situation, I think, in my opinion. And we've all been hit, and as a leader, I do send that message to people. Just put your emotions out there because they're real and they're happening. There's no point denying this. It's tough, but we'll get through it if we stick together. But we must stick together. And people who want to hurt other people need to go and get counselling and not strike out at others.
Yeah. All right, Brianna, we might leave it there today.
Thanks, Marcus.
Okay, thanks for speaking to me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
And look, what's that Four Renewal site again that people can go on to?
So it's www.forrenewal.org. So it's forrenewal.org. Okay. And they'll see ways that they can provide funds to help people in Canberra and Queanbeyan over this disaster, because we're desperate for a Commonwealth, ACT and New South Wales government response, but the time is ticking and we all desperately need help.
All right. Thanks, Brianna. Talk soon.
Thank you.